You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Festive.
Not bad, right? It's got some jingle bells in there.
Festive rock and roll. So, as some of you may know, many don't, I moved about a year ago, and my house is out in the country. I'm a country boy now.
Yeah. Yeehaw.
It's the only way I'm like Jeremy, I guess, but I still don't have the hat or the boots.
Yeah, you don't.
I live in the country, and my house is surrounded by woods, so I can't even see another house out my back door. So it's just I live in the woods. And it's getting colder, obviously. Cold weather is approached. So it was yesterday evening when Gretchen opened the door and went down into the basement. That's where she stores all of her mushroom stuff that she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
She called back up the stairs. Yep. We got a mouse.
No,
yuck. I was like, yeah, cold weather. We live out in the country. They're all trying to come in right now. So
time to get your caulking out. Caulk all the holes.
Yeah, right. So some people might be disgusted by this, but we grabbed Niles the Weirdo, and we brought him downstairs.
Yeah, put him to work.
And he's not allowed to hang out down there for a variety of reasons, but we took him down, and sure enough, we put him in the room where the mouse was seen. And he was just kind of sniffing around. He didn't know why he was just like, you can explain to him. Mm-hmm. You can't hold him up and look him in the face and say, now listen, what we're going to do is we're going to take you downstairs and see if you can find this mouse. So he's just sniffing around in another corner. And while he's doing that, I see out of the corner of my eye, the little mouse run out from behind something and back down this other hall. I was like, well, I can't spend all night picking up the cat. And
taking it from room to room.
I'm going to do that. So anyway, I took him back upstairs. I'm like, you're worthless right now. He's caught mice in the past, though. He is a great hunter.
That's what they're there for, really. That's what they do.
He is a hunter. I mean, he has probably, before I moved, I lived down there off of Parker Road. I mean, I would occasionally during winter have little mice show up down in the basement, and he proudly dispatched them.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
I need to do the peanut butter bucket trick. You know that one? The coat hanger and the old can that you rub peanut butter on and the little ramp up into the bucket, basically. Have you seen that one? I don't really want to explain
it. What is this, a humane thing so that you can then take them outside?
No, it is not.
Oh, okay. Oh, is this drowning them?
It's with the drowning them, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what? This is going to... I know there are animal rights people, and I'm sorry, but I can't have the mice in my house.
They carry disease.
They have disease. It's all that stuff. So I put regular traps out. And so.
Well, it's quick.
Give me a day or two, so
I'll
take care of them. And then, I got to find the holes where they're coming in.
Yeah, which, who knows? Who knows? Can pancake down and get into anything.
Right. It could be like the size of a dime or something, and they can get through it.
Mm-hmm. So, crazy.
For those of you who don't know what a dime is, it's old form of currency.
A coin. What is this coin you speak of?
All right. What's going on in your house?
Well, it's funny because mine is pet related this morning as well. We've been really good as far as knocking out all the Christmas gifts this year. And we were going through the list last night. And I'm like, man, I think we're done. We've checked the list. We've checked it twice. And as I'm sitting there, I look down at our little Goldie Fawn sitting there. With her little puppy dog eyes looking up at me. And I go, oh, crap. We didn't buy the dog anything. And sure enough, I come in this morning and there's this new survey out. This is more than 2/3 of people say that they're going to make sure that their pets are well taken care of for the holidays. And that's what we did last night. We got onto Amazon and started scrolling and we did a little shopping for the stupid dog.
Well, wait, the dog might be at home.
She might be listening.
So
no, she's still in bed. She's very lazy this time of the morning. But yeah, we spent probably like $40 on the dog.
40? You spent $40 on the dog for Christmas?
Yeah, he's got a new leash.
I can see 10.
Got a new leash and some bones.
Well, that's
and
not for the dog. That's for you.
Right. Well, it you know.
And that is
these
for
collapsible
you,
water and food dishes that, like, when you're out and about, you can pop them open and pour water in, and then you can flatten them back down and put them in, like, in your back pocket. So
no treats? No.
She got some treats. There was some treats in there, some bones, whatever. The dog has her own stocking, too. So it's like if you go over to the fireplace, there's our kids, my son, my daughter, and then the dog has her own little doggy stocking, too. So I can't be alone with this. Are you guys getting something for the cat?
No, I have done this in the past. And I know every year now people buy a bunch of gifts at the holidays for their pets. I get that.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking the best gift I could give to Niles the Weirdo as of now is to leave him down in the basement for a couple of days and let him play.
You might want to see if they have some like little kitty cat mints or something just in case things work out.